Would you judge me if I told you I subscribe to my own podcast? You are listening to number 2 of the Not Fun at Parties podcast. I am your host, Jenny. I just did it again. I wanted to tell everybody that I'm very aware of how often in the pilot I said and how slow I was speaking. I have started to listen to Jonathan Van Ness's podcast, Being Curious. He is, it's hard to have a podcast, a radio show, anything in this capacity, I suppose, where you don't have filler words. So this is something I will be working on. But what I was saying is Jonathan Van Ness, he is the stylist, hair grooming person from Queer Eye for the straight... No, it's not for the straight guy anymore. It's for everyone. It's hard. It's hard. But I am aware that it is happening. Know that it is something I am working on, which is why the pilot episode was called Uhs and Ums and Uhs, because after I listened through, I knew it was a problem and I wanted to address it. But in Jonathan Van Ness's podcast, he speaks so quickly, the fastest speaking person in any podcast I've ever listened to. And so I think he's the exact opposite of what I can be, apparently, from listening to the pilot. Filler words. Maybe it's not a bad thing. I don't know. But listening to it, I realized that in the podcasts I listen to, I don't notice it. I don't notice people saying those things. I do notice when like is overused, perhaps because of my Californian upbringing. But yeah, so I'm working on speaking, gathering my thoughts more quickly, and not using filler words. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I've been afraid of advertising this podcast for fear of judgment and ridicule, because that's my highest fear, I think, just rejection of the essence of who I am, I suppose. I think that's a very human fear. It's probably very common. But I go through these phases where my voice in my head is just very critical, and it tells me to erase myself from the internet at large. And so I tend to make my Instagram private and deactivate my Facebook. I'm not the biggest fan of going on Facebook, so it's currently deactivated, and it has been for a couple weeks now, just because I know I don't get any real positives from it. I mean, I don't delete it outright so that I do have that access to people who I know, who I otherwise might not have access to, extended family members, friends I haven't seen in a very long time, people who aren't in my daily life, who perhaps will change their phone number or their address and I won't be able to get a hold of them. That's what Facebook is still good for. But other than that, I feel as if it's a very toxic energy for me personally. Whereas I am still a fan of Instagram. I love Instagram in part because Vegan Mofo is coming up. Vegan Month of Food 2018 is in September this year, and I'm very excited, as I am pretty much every year. I love Vegan Month of Food. It is this community that spawned out of Issa Chandra Moskowitz's Post-Punk Kitchen, which was the ppk.com, which has since been changed to isachandra.com. So it's just her personal website. But Post-Punk Kitchen was this vegan community. Vegan Mofo came out of that. And basically it's just sharing what veganism looks like for you every day for a month, or at least that's the goal, to participate every single day. And so I'm going to be talking about it on the podcast. I also have a blog, Not Fun at Parties, that I'll be writing on probably just once a week. In previous years, I've done every single day, but that tends to be really draining just because I work full time, and when I come home, I'm usually physically tired, and all I can do is make dinner and, you know, hang out with my husband. And after that, it's hard for me to be productive in any fashion other than like domestic things that need to be done. So that's another reason why Instagram and this podcast are really cool, because Instagram, it just takes a second. You can do it anywhere from your phone. Whereas when I write, I like to sit down and really take my time and make sure it's exactly how I want it to be. So I love doing that. I really do. But I think once a week is more realistic, where I can put more thought and effort into things. So I'll be participating on my blog once a week, every day on Instagram, and I'll be talking about it once a week, probably on this podcast. And what's cool about Vegan Mofo is you can participate in daily prompts, which the veganmofo.com website, they usually offer a list of daily prompts. So you basically answer a question or you go along with a theme. So, or maybe there's two elements to it sometimes. So it might be make tacos on a Tuesday, or it might be asking you why you're vegan, or maybe give you a theme, like make a meal that's around one color. So you might just make a really green salad, or have eggplant. I don't know any other purple foods. Purple potatoes. Yeah, have some eggplant bacon with purple mashed potatoes and blueberry slaw. I don't know. That sounds good though. Like a blueberry slaw. So it's like purpley. It's like purple. It's like spicy, but it's balanced. Like put, okay, I'm into this. Put some like red pepper flakes and blueberries and some kind of vinegar in a blender, make a nice sauce with some salt, and I don't know what else you'd put in there. Just make it taste really nice. Put it, just get some purple cabbage. There we go. And, oh, that sounds good. I'd eat that meal. That sounds like a nice meal. See, purple meal. I like that. I'm not sure if I'll be doing daily prompts, but I will definitely be adhering to a theme. And that's the other way you can go, is you have a theme. Last year, my theme was Bob's Burgers. So I made a burger every day, or like a variation of a burger. And if you watch Bob's Burgers, he has a punny name. So I looked up all of the names of the burgers that have been shown on the show, and I picked the ones that I really responded to, and I made those burgers. It was really nice, but I will tell you, you do get sick of burgers. Unlike other foods, I don't know, burgers kind of get old. You just want to have pasta sometimes. But my theme this year is meal planning for mental health. And I chose that because, and why I like Vegan Mofo so much is because it helps me feel like there's an order to things. Like, organization really calms me down, which is probably why I'm a baker, because you have precise elements of things. Not to say that I don't like just cooking and throwing things in a pan that sound good and putting my own spin on things, but baking really, I don't know, it's contained. I mean, you can play with shit, and that's always fun, but you adhere to certain rules that chemically work together and have the results that you wish to find. But yeah, so meal planning for mental health. When I, in the past, I used to, on my day off, kind of sit down and figure out what new recipes I wanted to try out for the week, or what kind of foods I was craving, and I would go grocery shopping, get all of those elements so that they're there throughout the week. But that kind of mentality has really gone by the wayside in the last however many months. And part of that was I had a really hard winter. Like, I was in therapy, and my therapist really didn't, I don't know, we didn't really see eye to eye. She kept telling me to do yoga and go on vacation and things like that. Take a bath, which those are all nice things, but they don't cure clinical mental issues. They really don't. They're nice things to do, but come on, lady. And so I would be just like feel like I was in a pile on the floor in her office, and she just, I don't know. I've had a handful of therapists in my life, and the only ones I ever really responded to were interns and, or like people who were training. And I think that's because I feel like when you're new to something, you're probably more invested than when you come, you become jaded after a while. So I don't know. I have a hard time connecting with therapists, but that's probably, they might also, I mean, this past therapist with the yoga and such was not a good fit in any way. My previous therapists have definitely been better than that, but my inability to fully trust and, you know, believe in the therapeutic process is probably also a reflection of how it's hard for me to, you know, trust people in general. But Yeah, I digress. What was I talking about? What was going on? This is what happens when you're just stream of consciousness. I mean, I have a list. I wrote down a list. I went to Mount Tabor this morning, which is an old volcano, I believe, that is now a city park, and it's just a bunch of redwoods, or I don't think the redwoods, evergreen trees, very tall, and it's beautiful. And since it's Tuesday today, I know I'll publish this tomorrow Wednesday, but it's Tuesday now as I'm speaking. Since it's a Tuesday morning, there are just a lot of older people walking their dogs or power walking, and it's really nice. It's really nice up there on Tuesday mornings. So I went there, and I sat on a bench, and I wrote my list of things that I wanted to get off of my mind, just release from myself, from my shoulders. But what I was saying was I want to go back to planning out my week insofar as like dinner more than anything goes, just so we've gotten into this kind of funk where we go out to get food or we order delivery more often than we should, which has never been a problem before, but that shit gets expensive. And also it's not food that makes you feel physically like you're nourishing yourself. You know what I mean? Like a slice of pizza is delicious, and I love pizza. No joke, but a slice of pizza from a place or a burger and fries doesn't make you feel as good as if you make spaghetti with homemade marinara and tempeh meatballs with a salad and maybe some crusty ass bread. It feels more like home cooking in general feels more like you're choosing to show yourself affection, show the people you're feeding affection. That isn't to say you shouldn't, you know, support your local businesses and treat yourself to a meal, but I definitely prefer how it feels to stay home and create a dish and just revel in what you've created. And so I want to go back to that. Go back to being excited about food every day as opposed to just being like triggered by something and inspired for a limited amount of time, which I feel like is what I've fallen into. I don't know. We went to France and Ireland last month for our honeymoon. Or belated honeymoon. We got married a couple years ago now. But when we were there, like when you're in another country and you don't have a kitchen, you have to eat everything out or like go to the grocery store and get ready-made things. So that's what we did for 2 weeks straight. And I think that was kind of a hard habit to acclimate back to being home, just because, especially in the summer, it gets so hot, and in Portland, people really take advantage of going outside in the summer because winters are so wet and fucking cold and just everybody's kind of depressed. So it's hard to want to stay home. But we have, on a few occasions, just made food at home and taken it to a park, which is always nice. But Vegan Mofo, if you want to participate, sign-ups are right now. It's free, obviously. Not obviously, but it's free if you go to veganmofo.com. It starts in September 1st. And there are prompts on there now, I believe. And you can find people maybe in your town or in your state, in your country. There will be organized lists for you to mingle with other participants. A lot of times there's a lot of giveaways as well. Last year I won a bunch of stuff. I won a pair of beautiful Will's Vegan Shoes boots that I love. I love. I haven't worn them in a bit just because it's summer and I don't want to be putting on boots in summer. They're kind of like Doc Marten inspired boots, but I got those for free and they're like $100 boots and from England. That's beautiful. I got some free chapstick that I finished up. I'm due for some more chapstick, so maybe I'll win some more chapstick that I really liked. And I know there were other things. I can't think of them now. But in previous years, I've also won giveaways that were sponsored by different companies. And it's always great. It's really great. There's nothing negative to me about Vegan Mofo other than at a certain point, if you are trying to write a blog post every day, you do get burnout. But it's okay to be flexible. It's okay if you participate in just Instagram. Just post a picture every day of like one of your meals. It's really nice. And I've definitely, quote unquote, met other people on social media that I still follow on Instagram, and I still look at their blogs and try to see what they're up to throughout the year. And they do, on the Vegan Mofo Instagram, they do mini mofo every month, which is kind of cool just to keep you engaged. Yeah. This morning I went on a hike at Mount Tabor and that was nice. And the weekly meal planning is just, I want to feel better. I want to feel good and be able to carry that into the colder months because it really is hard for me to stay optimistic in the winter in Portland. So if I create habits now in the summer that make me feel good, if I carry them into winter, hopefully it'll make a difference this year. And what's cool too is that when you're held accountable, you're more likely to follow through. So if I post my plan for the week on Sunday, then I remember that I posted this thing and people saw it and I have to do it. Otherwise, I look like I am just talking out of my ass, for lack of a better phrase. I'm trying to not be ashamed of who I am. Like, I don't know why it's so hard for me to just exist fully and be, I don't know. I feel like I have to hide parts of myself. I might be hearing my water bottle lid I'm trying to drink more water as well in this, you know, improving the self process. I live on a busy street, so you might hear traffic. I hear some traffic. There's always construction around my neighborhood. It's sad. They're always tearing something down and then building a high rise or a huge apartment building or something like that. But yeah. And now it's time for housekeeping. We are now available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. Pocket Casts? Is that the name of it? I think. Yeah, we're on there. We're everywhere, pretty much. My Instagram is notfunatparties. You can email me at notfunatparties@gmail.com. We have a sponsor for the episode. In this fast-paced society, it can be difficult to know if you're praying to the correct God. Correct? The correct God. What kind of... But thanks to the Sanctified Rewards credit card from Ameribank, you not only get 2% cash back on all qualifying purchases, but we will reveal the identity of the one true God. Wow, who is sponsoring me? With every use of your Sanctified Rewards card, you earn Gnostic points, bringing you closer to the Almighty. Get double deity rewards points for your first month when you use promo code JehovahJenny. That is promo code JehovahJenny. This seems like a fun credit card. Stop praying to a false idol and get all of the cash back you deserve today with the Ameribank Sanctified Rewards credit card. All right. I hope they know I'm an atheist. All right. This is the segment of the show called Currently. Currently, what I'm eating, listening to, watching, reading, doing. I found this new vegan sorbet at Grocery Outlet, which, if you're not familiar, is a grocery store where things are cheaper. It's better than your 99-cent store, Dollar Tree kind of avenue, but it is the same kind of concept, just cheaper things. So I found this sorbet called Sorbabes, Sorbabes. And the flavor was sea salt, caramel, and pistachio. It is so good. So freaking good. If they have it there still, I'm going to get some more. Delicious. I've been very into that sorbet. And also, I went to the farmer's market last week, and peaches are my favorite thing. Peach season is my favorite time of year. I have eaten a peach every day this week, and I'm so, so thankful for it. Very into that. Peaches, fresh herbs, and tomatoes are at the farmer's market right now. I got some padrone peppers that you just throw them in a cast iron skillet with some olive oil. They kind of jump around and blister, and you put sea salt on them, and they're so good. That's all you have to do. It takes like 5 minutes in a pan, and it's a great snack to have. Yeah, I'm going to go to the farmer's market again tomorrow and be tempted to buy the exact same things, but I'm going to kind of branch out. I saw gooseberries last week that I was very interested in, but I didn't buy. I might buy them this week. I don't know that I've ever just eaten a gooseberry. One of my favorite podcasts is called Still Processing. It's a New York Times podcast with two queer black hosts who are incredibly insightful. And they did an entire episode dedicated to just looking at Lauryn Hill and what her career has done, how her mindset has shifted, and how she holds an interesting place in music. It was I am very grateful for listening to it, in part because I didn't know that. So she released Miss Education, and then however long later she did an MTV Unplugged, which I assumed was like every other Unplugged that they did at that time, where it was like basically the album, the songs on the album performed unplugged, just with an acoustic guitar, with a small crowd kind of thing. And it wasn't that at all. For her Unplugged, she recorded a whole new album, basically, of new songs. And I had heard, I was familiar with one of those songs called Peace of Mind. Somebody made a mixtape for me when I was in high school, I think, and it had that song Peace of Mind on it. And it's a beautiful, such a beautiful song. And while she's performing it, she begins to cry, and you can hear the, like, cracking of her voice, and it's, oh my god, it's such, go look that up, Lauryn Hill, Peace of Mind, it is so beautiful. But this whole album, it's a whole album where she talks about her philosophies and things, and I'm really grateful that I found it. I've been watching 6 Feet Under. Been watching it for a long time. The show from HBO about a family who owns a funeral home and their lives independently of that. It's taken me a long time. I'm watching it for the first time through, and it's taken me a long time to get through it just because there are so many just heavy, heavy episodes. But it's really, it's rewarding in different ways, as dramas can be. I watched Cabin in the Woods, and it did not disappoint. So Joss Whedon was a screenwriter, a co-screenwriter with the director, and all of the, there's lots of monsters that they create for it that I'm really here for. It's a really intelligent horror movie. I'm glad it was recommended to me. Cabin in the Woods. It sounds generic for a reason. You should, if you haven't seen it, it has Chris Hemsworth in it, Jesse Williams, who is currently, I think he's still on Grey's Anatomy, if you are familiar with that. He's an activist as well. You might have seen him on like a CNN or something, but it's a really great movie. You should look it up. And tonight I'm seeing my favorite movie, despite Hitchcock's assholery. My favorite movie is Psycho. I love horror movies. Ever since I took this horror movie class in college, I am very fascinated by them. But Psycho's my favorite movie because it kind of splits at a certain point, and it feels like two different movies almost. And it's just expertly maneuvered. But I'm going to see it tonight in theaters. I'm excited because I haven't watched it in a while. Probably because the only way I've ever seen it is in a theater setting. Because they show it every once in a while at random theaters around. So I'm excited to do that. Go downtown, watch that. Hang out with Keith on my... Today's my Saturday, so do some fun stuff. And doing in general, I'm trying to get out of my head and into my body, if that makes sense. Just, try to be less intellectual, cerebral, overthinking, emotional, and more, it's easier to be in your body in the summer because of the heat, and also, at least for me, it encourages just physical exertion in general. I got a haircut last week. That kind of helps. I have gone through some more of my clothes. I'm always donating more clothes to Goodwill, but this time I looked at it in the way of, does this make me feel good in my body? As opposed to, oh, this is something I can just throw on. You know what I mean? So, always trying to simplify, always trying to hopefully work for a better version of who I present myself as. Because I know who I am, but I don't know that how I see myself is how I present myself. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. I have also already drank 48 ounces of water today, thanks to my huge Nalgene water bottle that I bought at a outdoor living kind of store that sells things like tents and snowboards and shit. Oh, so it's meant for people much more outdoorsy than I am. But it encourages me to drink more water, which I appreciate. So thank you. Thank you for listening to my journal for the week. I hope you're doing well. I hope summer is treating you well, is giving you all the vitamin D you need and not too much exhaustion from the heat. I hope you are able to appreciate nature and maybe get away one afternoon and just kind of, calm down. Get away from work. Get away from stress. Just kind of unwind. All right, thanks. I'll see you next Wednesday. And I hope it treats you well. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.